And welcome back to another show here called The Journey with Mr. Harris. I'm your host. We have an exciting lineup today. First, we have the MWAM Band, which is Music with a Message. You hear me talk about this group. We call them our windows to the world. These guys got a chance to perform all over the place. And I've been doing this for now for the last 22, 23, 24 years. I'm not even sure. Thousands of shows, literally, this group has been able to do. Well, they're here today. We're going to talk a little bit and what's that experience been like. So sit tight. Don't go anywhere. Again, welcome back to The Journey with Mr. Harris.
Welcome to the Mr. Harris Show. Welcome to the Mr. Harris Show. Welcome to the Mr. Harris Show. Welcome to the Mr. Harris Show.
It's called The Journey.
And we're back. So, we talked about MWAM, Music with a Message. So, before I get any further, I have all of these colorful, bright shirts here, and we want them to take the time to introduce themselves. So, we'll start here in the corner since you have the mic in your hand. And matter of fact, let's make this fun. Say your name and say what you do in the band and how long you've been here. You probably should go last because I think you're like, you know, let's start in the back row. Yes.
Hi, I'm Triana. I'm a vocalist, and I've been here for about 3 years.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Charlie. Been here for 5 years, and I play bass.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Lizzie. I'm a vocalist, and I've also been here for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, my name is Haley, and I play guitar, and I've been here for a year now.
Oh, she killed the baby.
Hi, my name is Mevelin. I sing, and I've been here for about 8 years.
Whoa.
Hello, everybody. I'm Jessica, and I've been in the band for 11 years now.
Woo! Let's give them all a hand. So I'm going to let you guys do a lot of the talking because the guests get a chance to, you know, hear me talk quite often. I'll interject. But what is MWAM? What is this whole thing about, this whole experience of being a part of MWAM? You know, who are we? Anybody want to take a shot at that? Jessica, you talk. Yeah, you got it.
MWAM to me definitely is a group where you not only can find yourself, but you can learn how to get into music in a different kind of way. So how to connect with others, how to connect with yourself, and the messages that you care most about. So it's like knowing the things that you care about, but then being able to sing and play and dance and share those messages with the community and to people that you've never seen before, faces that you've never seen before, crowds that you've never been in, rooms that you thought you could have never been in. Mm-hmm. And there you are, singing, living life, and
doing your thing.
Doing your thing. And it's
doing your thing.
The best experience.
Anybody want to add to that? Lizzie, over here.
Yeah, I totally agree with Jessica. It's just a place where you get to not only grow as a vocalist or grow in your instrument, but you get to grow as a person, and it's a place where you can gain a lot of skills socially, intellectually, and it's just an all-around great place to be.
Mm-hmm. So while she has this young lady right here with the mic in her hand, she started out in the program when she was 3 years of age. So she wasn't in MWAM because she wasn't old enough. She wasn't old enough to be in the program. You know, her brothers were coming and her mom was like, she'll be well behaved. She won't cause any problems. And she would come in and sit in the vocal class and your feet would just dangle. And she was such a great student. And you joined MWAM at what age, you think?
I first joined MWAM when I was 9 years old, COVID.
9 years old. All right. And she's been here ever since. So it's interesting that most of them didn't talk about music. I said, tell me about MWAM. And you heard things about social development and being around other people and bringing out the best of you, which is happy to hear because that is what MWAM is about. But also, MWAM is a group that travels and does shows. So these guys, they sing, they dance, they do music. We write our own songs. I'm going to ask you guys, what are some of your favorite songs that we've written over the years? But it's about being with a bunch of talented young people from all five boroughs. You know, we're Bronx heavy because that's where we are, but we come from all five boroughs. We even have people here from Long Island, from Connecticut, be a part of the band and travel with us throughout a whole season. All right. So what a great experience. Usually the band is about 20, 25 members. And then we have like what we call alternates, you know, which means you're not actually in the group, but you're in the group, but you don't get a chance to do some shows until you've been in the group for a while. So sometimes I can have 40 to 50 young people. And let me say that we have auditions going on in another 2 weeks. So if you're listening to this, you're interested in auditioning, make sure you do that and go to www.musicwham.org. But let me turn it back to you guys for a second. We've been writing songs for the last, 15, 18 years. I don't know when we actually started writing music and putting out projects. What's your favorite song? Anybody have, what's some of your favorite songs? Yeah, what's your favorite song?
I would say one of my favorite songs is Stand Up and Mother's Cry.
So I'll take the first one you mentioned, Stand Up. What is Stand Up, quickly? What is it about?
Stand Up is like basically like standing up for what you believe is right and for like kindness and just the doing the right actions, taking the right actions. And
Yeah, and we also talk heavily in that song about standing up against gun violence in that song as well, right? Favorite song?
My favorite song has to be Kindness and Bronx.
Why would I choose two songs?
You can't choose just one.
Oh, okay. It's like peanuts. Yeah. You can't eat just one. All right. So Kindness. Tell everybody what Kindness is about.
So Kindness, I think, is pretty like, you hear Kindness and you think, okay, it's self-explanatory. The song is just talking about kindness. But I think it's so much deeper than that, because it's who's singing it, it's how we're singing it, and the words we're singing. It's just about knowing that kindness has to become a culture, and not only being kind today, but being kind every day. Mm-hmm. And that's a different kind of message that I think the song brings.
Nice. And where can they find this music?
You can find this music everywhere on all platforms. So you can go on Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube, and look us up.
Yeah. I'm going to change the question. Like, how important is it for young people to see young people doing positive in our community?
I think that it's important for young people to see other kids like them doing something with themselves, because not a lot of times they have the support or they have like the actual resources to do what they want to do. And I feel like it gives them like this source of energy and this source of determination to really go out there and put themselves out there to do what they want to do. And I feel like seeing somebody else my age doing something as big as I'm doing, it just gives me like that encouragement to keep going and to just keep practicing and keep having that mindset. Like, as long as you do it, you're going to be able to achieve everything that you ask for.
Right. Good stuff. Anybody else? Why is it important to, yeah.
I feel like it's really important because I feel like a kid needs to see something be done other than what they experience regularly. Like stepping outside your comfort zone. Like a period of growing. Like if you want to be, regardless of what you want to do in life, what you want to be, who you should surround yourself by, you should see people your age, even someone younger than you, doing something great, doing something positive, doing something that could bring a change to what you know already.
Yeah.
Like, about growing.
Yep, absolutely, because we talk about it all the time. You step outside your door in your community very often, and what are some of the negative things? Just yell them out that you see. Gun violence, domestic violence, people on the corner, right? We see that stuff all the time. Our streets are dirty, you know. It's endless. And we don't very often get a chance to see the positive, which is part of what this show is really all about, because in our part of our journey of our life is that there is negative and positive. There's highs and there's lows. There's good and bad days. There's sunshiny days and rainy days, right? So we want to make sure that people get a chance to see the positive. And before I go a step further, I just want to take a chance and to applaud you guys for being the positive young people that you are. And understanding that you play that really, really strong positive role. And for those of us that have never seen a show, right now we just got finished talking about some of the songs we write. But when you come to a show, there's nobody more energetic than this group. You know, they bring the, I don't care where you're at, what's going on, they bring in the energy, everybody's having a good time. We do old school music, we do some of the new pop stuff, and then we do our own original stuff. We do jazz, we do gospel, we do everything. And I'm telling you, when people look and they see them perform, it's like, wow, I can't believe these are young people. How does that make you guys feel? Like, when people act that way and say those things about you, you know.
It's very encouraging.
Yeah.
It's extremely encouraging because I remember when I first started performing, it was my sophomore year high school. Mm-hmm. I've never performed in front of people. But the more I do it, and even if the crowd is high energy, low energy, someone always has something to say. And that it's everything they say, doesn't matter what. Like, it's so encouraging. It's extremely encouraging. It makes me want to continue.
That's right. That's right. The embracing of being able to, and those of us who have not seen her, she's an amazing guitarist. I think every time you play Purple Rain, I'm sure that Prince is somewhere going, you know, just feeling the music of what you're doing in terms of being able to keep that legacy alive. Anyone else, how does it make you feel? Maybe when we go places like, because you said something earlier, you said, hey, to do the big things that we're doing, like people don't realize how big it is that you're doing, right? So like, I'm gonna pass the mic around real quick again. Like, what's your favorite show that you've done with Renaissance so far with NWAM? And what's your favorite place? You know, because some of these guys have traveled a lot and some of these guys have traveled a little. Show, favorite show, and place.
My favorite show, I would say, is whenever we go on tour, because like, it's just the energy and the vibes around us is so uplifting. And we get to see like people our age and younger, like be so excited to see us perform and like always having the energy. Like, so yes. I would say that's my favorite show and like place. I would say Maine and Catskills. I had to pick two. I can't just pick
one. I knew you was going there. Pass the mic. Thank you.
My favorite show has to be Winter Wonderland at Yankee Stadium.
Mm.
I think to me, that's the best show ever. The amount of times I've did it and I still get the same feeling as the first time I performed. It just feels so like jolly and so happy, like all the kids getting their toys and stopping to look at you perform and smiling, and all the parents are like, oh my gosh, like these kids are amazing. I feel like that's probably one of my favorite shows. And place, I feel like anywhere we perform in our community, I know that sometimes we don't get the response or the actions that we want, but I know that when we perform, we always leave something behind. Yes. And I know it always changes somebody's perspective of youth and everything. So I feel like as long as we keep doing what we're doing, even if we don't get the actions or the responses the way we want, I feel like we're going to like, I feel like it just leaves a kind presence.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me comment on those things that you passed the mic real quick. Big shout outs, first of all, to the Steinbrenner family, Yankee Stadium, Brian Smith. Winter Wonderland is actually one of my favorite shows as well. I mean, if you guys haven't been there, they give toys away to like 15,000 young people in the atrium area, and we're doing the live music. They make that place look amazing. It's free food. It is just so amazing every year. So we love doing that. But to speak to what you just mentioned, and I just want to send this message out really for all people in the community of color. This message goes out to adults. You know, what we experienced when we would go to places like Catskills, Adirondacks, Maine, and where the audience is predominantly white. There's something about the love, the attention that you would get. There's a sense of like everyone's crying. Everyone's in almost in disbelief of the level of talent that is there. Everyone's dancing and singing. There's no talking. They're like really into the performance. And NWAM got spoiled one year. We went to Maine, and it was just crazy. Almost like people fighting to take your shirt, your jacket. You know, you want your bracelets. Like, you felt like you're Michael Jackson or the Beatles back in the day, right? And then you come back here, Fordham Road, you know, in your own community, and the love doesn't seem to be the same. And we struggled with that for a little while, And after a while, I started to learn it's just the culture is different, but we have to change the culture. You know, we can't tell our kids we don't want them on the streets, but we don't celebrate them when they're not on the streets. And so if they're doing things like singing or winning STEM fairs or just graduating college and being something and going off to school and dance competitions, we need to be there. We need to be there in full force, celebrating them, you know, clapping and letting them know how much we appreciate them. And it should not happen when we leave our community and they act like they love us more. You know, so I just believe that they don't love us more, that our community just doesn't know how to show it. Does that make sense? You know, and so we want to work on that. And so I know you love us. I know the parents love their kids. You know, sometimes you just got to make sure we show them that we love them, which is one of my favorite songs. I hope I'm not taking nobody's song. That's your song? Mm-hmm. Talk about that song.
So I remember we were having a group discussion once about Care For Me, and I couldn't even get through the conversation without starting to cry because that song just, it means so much to me, but not just me. It means so much to so many kids.
Tell the audience what that song means to you, at least.
To me, that song just means having to get by, just acknowledging it instead of actually feeling it from them.
Yep. And you know what it is? Our parents are showing it. We just show it differently. So, for example, I know your parents love you. You know your parents love you. They bring you here. They drop you off. They get you what is necessary. But sometimes, you know, we all have, like, different ways in which we need to be loved. Mm-hmm. And some of us need to hear it. Some of us need to feel it. Some of us need that hug. Some of us don't hug me. You know, you got to know, and you need to give that person what they need. Some of us need words of confirmation to say, you look beautiful today. Like, when you came in today, first thing is like, look at that beautiful tan. He says, no, that's not a tan, Mr. Harris. But you still look absolutely beautiful, right? And so those things are important for us to kind of hear. And sometimes parents get so caught up in work, mm-hmm. in the business of life, and that's what the song is about, mm-hmm. that we forget to say how amazingly talented you are and how beautiful your hair looked. And I noticed that your eyebrow has an extra hair. Right? That lets me know you're paying attention to me, that you love me. And so parents that are listening, and even educators, right? Teachers and social developers and coaches, love them kids. Because I think if there's, you know, out of all the things we do, and we make amazing music, we write great songs, we travel, we go on 9-day bus tours, but you know, there's a lot of love in this group, you know? And I think that trumps everything, you know? It trumps everything. So it comes from you guys, parents and adults. We need you to make sure that you showcase us in terms of what love looks like and what love feels like, right? Who else got a favorite song?
I would say my two favorite songs as well is I'm Also the Bronx and Dream With Me.
Yeah. So the Bronx, check the song out. The song is called The Bronx is a Beautiful Place to Be. And the song was written in a classroom. And actually, I was teaching that class. And these kids was like, oh, my God, I hate the Bronx. And to the point where it was just bothering me. I'm like, the Bronx, you hate it. This is an amazing place. So I stopped teaching my class. And I said, let's write on the board all the cool things about the Bronx. And they said, cool cars, Orchard Beach, Fordham Road. And next thing you know, Yankee Stadium. We had a list of things that were way more positive than the negative. And once again, we got to change that. And so we wrote this song, right, called Bronx is a Beautiful Place to Be. Check it out. It's a cool song. One more. Who got another song? One more song. Yeah.
I would say that my favorite song would be Mother's Cry. Just because I feel like there's always songs like that we make that are happy and that they're very, you know, uplifting and all of those things. But I feel like in Mother's Cry, it just shows that, like, not only there's good things around you, but there's bad things that go on. But through our music, it helps you feel better about how you feel in situations. And specifically in this situation, one of your children getting shot because of the problem of gun violence in our communities. So I really like that song.
So Mother's Cry is an all-time favorite of many folk. If you guys haven't seen it, pull it up. You can get it on YouTube. You can get it on our website. The whole nine is a very, very powerful song. I want to talk about a couple of things before we end the show. I'm curious to know, what was your funniest moment being in the band? I've been around for a long time, so I have many. We rent houses. We travel. We scare people. We fake as though we're drowning. I mean, you've named it. We have done it in this band. We have had a whole lot of fun. Give me one or two fun moments. Anybody?
I remember this was last tour, last summer. It was the morning, and we had to take turns between the boys and the girls cooking. And the morning that the boys had to cook, the fire alarm just kept going off. And I remember everyone in the girls' room was just dancing to the fire alarm.
Dancing to the fire alarm? Is that right? I don't even remember the fire alarm going off. That's a good one. Anybody else got one?
I have so many, but I think one that sticks with me is one from so long ago. But you do this often. It was like we were, you know, out in the woods somewhere. We're driving in the van. We're all in the van. And Mr. Harris decides to shut off both the front lights, the back lights, just for a quick second to give us a little boo scare. And we're all screaming, ah! But that to me is just so funny. I love that.
Yes. For those of us who have never been to the streets of Maine where there are no lights anywhere, and the last thing you want to hear is the engine die and the lights go off as though we are stranded. But yes, we have fun like that. So it's another great thing about being a part of MWAM for those of us who are thinking about maybe auditioning. And what can you do? You can dance. You can sing. You can play an instrument. I'm looking for a DJ. We're looking for rappers. We're looking for those who can help with the sound system. When we go out, we do our own sound system. You know, so if you run the mixing board and know how to do the monitor system, the whole nine, you should come on down and audition. And again, go to www.musicwham.org and get all the information or call 718-450-3466. Charlie! So Charlie is going to be leaving us this year. This may be his last MWAM appearance. This show right here. I mean, we had a dinner the other night and said farewell. He's doing amazing. He's in college, but also he's reached that age and it's time to set sail. But he has been amazing. He has, and I say this, and for those of us who have been in a part of MWAM, I know most of us, I don't forget many people. I may forget your name, but not your spirit and your energy. Your energy is one that I will never forget. The easiest guy to get along with, follows the rules, do what is necessary, and really helps to do whatever is necessary that everyone else looks good. He understood that concept. So you will be missed, my friend. Any parting words, sir?
I just want to say I've come a long way these last 5 years. I learned how to accept that, I've said this already, there's no better teacher than adversity. Every defeat, every heartbreak, every loss contains its own seed how to improve your performance the next time you do it. And all it took was some experience, some ups and downs, learning how to be broken, but not be destroyed. I'm gonna take that with me into adulthood.
Ooh! Charlie is cooking with grease, y'all. Let me tell you, even that, man, I remember when you first came, sir. There, you know, can I say that you were goofy? You know, you knew you was goofy, right? And we talked about it. I said, yo, man, you being goofy, dog. You got to get it together. And then just to watch you mature over the years to, like, you know, speak as eloquent as you just spoke, to be able to help teach others, to be able to be a problem solver, to be the guy that walks to the room and tells everybody else, like, yo, stand up and be better. Man, you probably don't realize it. That's a lot of growth, dude. Yeah, proud of you. Very, very proud of you. And on that note, let's give a hand to the MWAM band for being on the show, The Journey. And this is a journey. So I've been doing this, like I said, for a long time. Renaissance Organization has been around for going on 25 years, in the year of 25. And actually, MWAM started before then. So it's probably 25 years old now, and I've been doing it the whole time. Looking for some support. So anybody out there looking to volunteer, kind of get involved, you have skills that you want to lend, let us know. Again, those of us who are interested in auditioning, don't be shy. As I mentioned, if you get in, you get in, you're ready to go. We're going to get you on the road with us and do some shows. But if your talent is good enough, but you're just not ready, we'll take you on as a student. And you get your skills up, and then you're on the road with us, right? But don't miss the opportunity because you're fearful or afraid. You can see from these young people right here, there's nothing to be afraid of. Actually, it's an extension to your family, all right? So get on board, all right? And that concludes our show today, The Journey. We're looking forward to keep bringing aspects of Renaissance Youth Center Organization throughout the show as well. And today, it's been great to introduce to you the MWAM band, all right? Again, continue to tune in. The Journey, I'm your host, Mr. Harris. I love you the most. Don't forget, we say this all the time. Make sure you love yourself, right, folks? Love yourself. Any love you got left over, what are you supposed to do with it? You're supposed to get out of the way. You're supposed to share that, right? So that's what we want to be able to do. All right, deuces.
Welcome to the Mr. Harris Show. It's called The Journey.